Learning this evening is Lili Nishmas or David Kamenetsky.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Today, Bezrat Hashem, I'm going to speak about Seif Hay. And Seif Hay basically discuss two sugyot. It's very close to each other. The first sugya is Kane Chalul. And the second sugya is the Ale Shel Hadas. And that's going to lead us also to another discussion in the Bet Yosef about Boneh v'metaken b'Ochale Be'ema. If Ochale Be'ema are qualified material to be considered Boneh in them or not. So we'll start with the sugya of Kaneh and Ale Shel Hadas. Shabbat Kuf Mem Vav Amud Bet. And I apologize for the mistake in the source sheet. Hopefully everyone got the correction and prepared what had to be prepared. Shabbat Kuf Mem Vav Amud Bet. Govta. Gav Asar v'Shmuel Shaul. So the first machloket we have is about Govta. Kaneh Chalul. And the conclusion of the Gemara that the machloket is between Rav and Shmuel only when the Chaticha, when the kaneh is chaticha velo mitakna. It's already been cut, but it's not perfectly prepared. Lo mitakna. It still has like something missing. And what is the something that's missing? Rashi says, lo mitakna lo nitna banekev lida im lemidatoi olo. Meaning the kaneh is prepared, it's cut, but it's not. You didn't put it there yet, so you might do some tikkunim in it, and the concern may be ati lemichtach lechatchila. So it sounds like Rashi, the concern is that if we're going to allow you to do that, maybe you're going to cut something. You cut the kane itself, or you're going to cut a different kane. Not 100% sure. And lemaise, the Gemara says, halacha ke Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yoshia is meikel, that we don't have the concern. And then the Gemara, a couple of lines after, we have the machloket of Rav Ashi and Rav Yemar Midifti about Tirfa De'asa. What is Tirfa De'asa? Hadas, Alif of Hadas. And Rav Yemar Midifti Amar Gzera Mishum Arzev. It's Aser Mishum Arzev. Rav Ashi Amar Gzera Shema Iktum. And the Gemara said, Nafkamina, Katim v'manche. That the Gersa is Katim u'manche, or Katim u'manach. We're going to discuss that soon. So a couple of questions that we need to ask ourselves when we read the sugya is, first of all, when we said about kane, govta, that lo mitakna, so the Pashtus and Rashi sounds like the, because you didn't put it in the chavit, so maybe you're going to do something to fix it. But it's not so clear in the Gemara, lo mitakna, what is it? Maybe there is another pshat. And it sounds like the isur is you might ati lemichtach lechatchila, sounds like you're going to cut, because we just said lechaticha velo mitakna. So the chaticha is that the kane is cut and you're going to come to cut another kane. It's a little bit of a dochak to Rashi. The second question is, in the sugya of Hadas, we just mentioned that they might be an issue of Mishum Arzev. What is Mishum Arzev? We're going to see opinions about that. But basically, if you just think about it, the Govta, the Kane that we're talking about, is basically doing the same thing that the leaf is doing. So why, by Hadas, we have the problem of Marzev? It's the same guy. It's the same person. It's Shmuel, right? Shmuel here says it's Aser, and Shmuel is the one who is Matir Govta. So why by Kane you're okay with making the wine come out through the Kane, and if I'm going to put a leaf, it's not going to be okay. What is the chiluk between them? And the third point is the Shema Iktom. The second opinion for the issue of Hadas, Ale Shel Hadas, Rav Ashi's opinion is Gzera Shema Iktom. So when I'm very simple. When I'm telling you I have a leaf, am I allowed to put it in the chavit or not? You're telling me no, because you might do ktima. So what type of aleh I'm talking about? I'm talking about aleh that was being cut already. And I'm telling you, don't put it in the chavit because shema iktom, because you might take it from the branch. So we're talking about aleh katum. So then the ika benayu, the katim umanach. If the girsa is katim umanach, not umanche. If the girsa is katim umanach, my benayu, when it's katum. That's what I was talking about. I was talking about aleh katum, and I said that it's aser because of the concern that you might be kotem. You're telling me what is the nafkamina when it's katum. That's why the two had to say that the girsa is katim v'manche, that the nafkamina is that when you have a lot of leaves. It has to say that because that's basically the problem. But maybe there is another explanation for the girsa that we have, the katim u'manach. Maybe the whole understanding is wrong. That's the way that Rashi explained, might be not the mukhach. So let's go through the Rishonim. So in Rashi, it sounds like the concern by Govta is that it's not metukan, you didn't put it in the chavit before, so since it's not 100%, maybe you're going to come and cut another kane. And then by Asa, by Hadas, Rashi said, "Gzerash shu marzev, shema yachin marzev." The concern maybe you're going to prepare marzev, and it's not so clear. Tosfot seems to understand in Rashi that the chashash of marzev is in the chavit itself. If you look in Tosfot, they bring the explanation of Rabbi Porat. Rabbi Porat says the chashash is if you're going to allow you to put the hadas, the leaf in the chavit, you might going to build in your house marzev. How do you say marzev?
Gutter.
So that's the way that Rabbi Porat understood, and he said that if it's true, so Govta should be the same concern. And basically asking the question that we just said, what if the chiluk is that you're not allowed to do something that creates like a spilling water in a fancy way, so Govta, the first sugya, should be also. Ela nirah l'Rabbi, k'depirash ha-kuntos shelo yitaken marzev l'eino shiyipol ha-yain b'tocho v'ilech l'merachok. The chashash is because you're doing something with the leaf. When you put the leaf in the chavit, you bend it a little bit. So you do an action with the marzev itself. That is the concern. Because you do a maisa, it's more chamur than just putting like a straw or like a kane in the chavit, that you just move it from here to here. You're not doing any melacha, any movement in the govta, in the kane. That's why by kane we're more makel. But anyway, it's meforash in Tosfot that they understood in Rashi. If I just read Rashi, I would have said that he's saying like Rabbi Porat, but it seems like Tosfot understood in Rashi that Shema Itaken Marzev is the leaf itself. So we explain what is the Chashash of Marzev, two explanations, and also it's Meforash in Rashi, on the top of the page, number two, you can see Rashi said Shema Iktom, the Gzera Shema Iktom, Shema Iktom Ha'ale Min Ha'anaf, and because you're going to cut it, have like a metaken kli. If you're going to cut it, it's like a metaken kli. So the chashash is you have a pre-cut leaf, and the chashash is that if you're going to allow you to use it, next time you might cut it from the branch. That's the chashash according to Rashi. You're going to see that the Bet Yosef have a different girsa here, vekevan de kashin, not vekevan de katme. It's going to have enough coming also, but if you just read Rashi in front of what we have in front of us, that the chashash is that you might gonna cut from the branch next time, and the chashash is metaken kli, and that's the nature of the isur. And according to this, what is the nafkamina when the Gemara says the katim umanach? If the girsa in Rashi is the katim umanach, that the nafkamina between them gonna be when you have a pre-cut leaf, that's lichora a joke because that's exactly what we were discussing. It's not a nafkamina. That's exactly what the machloket was about. So it has to be that Rashi had all the girsa manche, like we're going to see, or maybe a different answer. Okay. Now, it's very important to see the Chidush Aran HaMiyuchas and also the Yireim, because I think that it might be in the back of the mind of a couple of other Rishonim, going to help us explain maybe the Bet Yosef at the end. The Aran HaMiyuchas And the Eraim also, they're saying the same thing, that the chashash kshema iktom, take a look in Aran HaMiyuchas, gzera shema iktom, perush shema iktom mina'ale letakno, shelo imtza'enu kemidato. The Aran HaMiyuchas basically said that shema iktom, the chashash is not that you're going to come to take a leaf from the branch next time. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, you have a pre-cut leaf, and the chashash, if I'm going to let you put it in the barrel, the leaf might be not in the best shape now, and I might take a knife or something to make it like exactly the, it's going to go into the hole. So shema iktom beguf ha'ale. Usev alek alefu shema iktom min ha'mechubar degzera rechukai velo chayshinan ועוד דלא שייך לשנה דקטימה בדבר המחובר. And then he said, Ika benayu, what is the Ika benayu? What's the nafkamina between the שיטות? דקטים הוא מונח. דלמן דאמר משום ארזב אסור, למן דאמר שמקטום שר, ידעה מתוקן ומדמון. דקטים הוא מנח, it's a beautiful פשט. דקטים הוא מנח, when it's pre-cut, not from the branch, pre-cut, it's, you shaved it yesterday, it's ready to put it in. So when it's ready to put it in, there is no חשש קטימה, because it's pre-made, it's pre-shaped. It's good. It's good to go. So there is no chashash ktima. So that's perfect. The discussion, the argument was when you have raw leaf that was not being fixed. And the nafkamina is if you have a fixed leaf that there is nothing to fix. It's already been cut. So the Eraim also said that he saw his rabbanim that explained like Rashi and he think it's not true. It should be the explanation like the... So we have two explanations. What is the machloket in the Gemara? You can explain whatever he wants. Why would it be? It doesn't depend on each other. Lichora. He could hold the either way. Lichora.
If you said it's cutting the leaf to like make it, isn't that kind of like what everyone else in Mishamar did?
Like, you're saying like moving it is like. You say most likely you should explain more like Rabbi Porat that it's, I don't know. I wouldn't say like Behechiach. Maybe, but not like Vada. Okay, one more point, very important la'alacha, Rabbeinu Chananel, and it's interesting that the Biur Halacha make a point to bring it la'alacha. We assume that the Katim v'manach, so far we explained the Katim v'manach, that you have a leaf that it's pre-cut according to Rashi, or pre-extra cut according to Rabbeinu Chanan to the Ran, that it's like pre-cut and shaped. That's the Katim Manach according to the Ran. Rabbeinu Chanan have a third explanation. Rabbeinu Chanan said the Katim Manach shemunach b'chavit mibeod yom. Rashi lets you use it when it's already in the chavit, meaning the first opinion that says that mishum arzev, according to Rabban Chananel, even if it's put in the chavit and you just want to open it and bring out withdraw wine through the leaf, mishum arzev it's aser. But according to Ravashi that says that the chashash is shemaik tom, when it's already been in the chavit, it's put in the chavit. You don't have a chashash marzev. You just have a chashash ktima, but you're not doing anything with the leaf now because it's already been put in the chavit.
So why would that chashash not also be true by the gufta? When everyone agrees it's mutter, even...
Leman de amar mishu marzev, it's asur in both cases. You're saying according to...
Even my host, Rav and Shmuel, even Shmuel said it's mutter. You want to say everyone agrees it's mutter if it was already, the gufta was already in the chavi from the day before, from Erev Shabbos. It's only asur because we're afraid. You might cut it if it's not properly cut. But if it was already cut from before and you took it out, everyone agrees you can put it back in.
You're saying why, according to Man Dama Mishum Arzev, it's a kusha for Man Dama Mishum Arzev.
Correct. So why would that not also apply?
It seems like Marzev is only when it's Megula. It's like look like a Marzev, and Kane is more like a. It doesn't look like Marzev. That's the only chiluk.
It's just because you're taking out the wine, you're doing
right.
It too.
Right. Then you do both. Right. It should be that it's more. It's look like marzev more than gofta, mechora. Mechora. Okay, good. So we have three opinions now how to explain the sugya. Rashi, Meiri, most Rishonim seem to hold the same way that the chashash ktima is that you're going to cut from the branch. The shita of the Ran that ktima is begufa ale, that you're going to cut the leaf itself. And Rabbeinu Chananel, he doesn't explain what is the Shema Iktom, but he just said that the nafkamina is when the leaf is in the chavit, not munach on the table. Munach is inside the chavit, and only in this case, the nafkamina between Ravashi and the Biur Halacha brings it la'alacha also. It's like a chumra, if you want to be choshesh. I think there is like a fancy thing that you can roll and put inside a wine bottle that's going to make the wine not spill. So it basically going to be has to do with this sugya. L'chora mishum marzev for sure it's asur. And even according to Rach, if it's already there, it's muto. But if it's not there, you shouldn't put it there.
I mean, that fancy thing is meant to be rolled and unrolled. It's like a circle.
But mishum marzev, depends how you pask. And if you pask in marzev, then you have a problem. Because even if it's pre-made, it looks like marzev. That's the...
And when it comes like a circle of paper. You roll it.
Right. And according to the poskim, the problem is that you do a maise, and that's why we also mishum marzev.
It isn't like darka bekaf. I mean, it's there. You use the circle.
They used to use leaves also, I guess. You're saying the leaves were not...
It's hard to say it's metakin kli. The leaf is not a kli. Right? This thing is a kli.
The Kal Vachomer. If we were oyster, even something that was not kli, here that you create mamash kli, but you're saying it was pre-made to
the
be
right
on and off.
Maybe.
I didn't see anyone who discussed that. I was looking to find somebody who mentioned that, and I didn't. So I'm happy to hear any limud zchut to make it.
It's a circle.
When you mean the thing that when you take out the cork, you can.
It's like a circle that you just roll it and you stick it into the head of the...
No. It looks like a piece of shiny, not quite like foil, but it's a circle. And you roll it into a tube, you stick it in the mouth of the wine bottle, and then because it's got a sharp edge at the end as opposed to the edge of the bottle, it doesn't hold the wine to drip, so it just kind of falls over and then it doesn't gather. So you don't lose as much wine.
Pour
out of a wine bottle, the wine drips down the side of the
bottle.
It's not a stopper.
Well, I know you pour something that stops the dripping. It's not a stopper.
Right. Okay, so... And again, the chiluk of Tosfot and Tosfot Tarosh, we ask one of the questions was why Govta is Mutar and Ale is Asur. So the Rosh answered that, and the Tosfot also answered that we're more concerned about Marzev, because you do a Maise, you roll it, so then it's more chamor than just a straw that you put inside and withdraw wine. Now, the Rosh, Le Maise, in Siman Chet, he hold like Ravashi. Yehod like Ravashi lemaise shema iktom. And the two explain his father based on his girsa, I guess, that the katim v'manach, he have a girsa the katim v'manche. And that was one of the explanations. We said if the argument between Rav Yaimar and Ravashi was in a pre-cut leaf, so when the Gemara said the nafkamina going to be when it's katim v'manach, it can't be the same case. It should be a different case. It should be that there is something that we didn't discuss before. What is the case? The katim v'manach. When you have a couple of leaves, we don't have the concern that you might cut from the branch. That's the way that the two explain in the Rosh. That the Rosh hold like Ravashi, that the gezera is shema iktom. And when you have a couple of leaves, there is no chashash shema iktom. The Rambam in Perek of Gimel Alacha Vav seems to hold like Rav Yaimar, the Gzera Mishum Marzev. En Chotchin Shofer Shel Kanev Nishuk Kemetaken Kli, מותר לתת, אם היה חתוך אבל בשינה מתוקנת, מותר להכניסה. ואסור להניח על אלה של הדס וכיוצא בו בתוך הנקב של חבית כדי שיקלח חיים, מפני שהוא כעושה מרזב בשבת. So he מפורש, hold like רבי אמר, that the איסור is משום מרזב בשבת. רב המגיד and the כסף משנה discuss the problem why some גרסאות instead of רבי אמר we have רבי ירמיה. So you're going to see, פסק רבנו כרבי ירמיה להחמיר וצריך עיון דרבה שיבטראי. The רב המגיד ask, why do you pass in like רב ירמיה, לכאורה רבה שיז אחרון, and should be הלכה כבטראי, so why is he passing like רב ירמיה? And the כסף משנה is מתארץ, and we're going to see that also in the בית יוסף. The Bet Yosef raised a question that brings us to the next topic of the shiur. When I say gzera shema iktom, I'm basically declaring that I have a problem with ktima of ma'achal behema. I'm telling you, don't be kotem hadas, because you're going to run into a problem of metaken kli. But it's not a real material, it's ochle behema, and we have a whole sugya in Betzai and Daflamet Gimel Amud Bet that Lichora seems to say that there is no problem of metaken when we discuss stuff that it's like basically food, something that is not maintainable, something that's not gonna last. Ochle behema are gonna spoiled. It's not a material that you're gonna create a kli from. So even if you're going to have a kavana to create a kli, it seems to say that in the Gemara in Beitza that it's not going to be chiyuv chatat, maybe even mutar in some cases. So the Rambam understood that what the Kesef Mishnah said, and it's going to say that in the Bet Yosef, we're going to see it soon, that it seemed, Rambam understood that the opinion of Ravashi is unlike, even Ravashi himself did not believe in what he said, he just came to explain what Shmuel hold, but Lemaise, we hold not like that, because we hold that there is no isur metaken kli when we discuss ochle behema. So the Rambam said, I cannot pass in like the opinion of Ravashi here, because this is not what we hold lahalacha lemaisa in Beitza, and that's why he went against the normal rule of halacha kebatrai, because here the batrai, Ravashi himself, doesn't hold like this lahalacha. Because we, Ravashi, batrai, hold in the sugya in Beitza that there is no problem of ktima beochle behema. That's why the Rambam paskin like Rav Yirmiyah or Rav Yeimar. So I want to speak about it a little bit more in depth, but I want to go through the Bet Yosef first, because the Bet Yosef here have a couple of chidushim, a little chidushim, and I'm sure that some of you might be struggling with pshat in the Bet Yosef. So we're going to read the Bet Yosef now, we're going to explain the main points, and at the end of the Bet Yosef, we're going to discuss a little bit more of Ma'achal Behema. It's page number 5. The Bet Yosef here, most of it was at the end of our Siman. I hope most of you were Torah to turn the page to the end, because that's the main. That's why this, the source sheet this week was only on one Seif, because it's a long Bet Yosef, and it's a very interesting Bet Yosef. So the first point I want to speak about is the I emphasized that in the first paragraph in the Bet Yosef. כתב רבנו ירוחם בחלק ח' שנראה מפירוש רש"י שאסור לתקן בגוף השפופרת שום דבר ואפילו ביד. אבל רבנו חננאל כתב שמתקנה ביד אבל לא בסכין. So, חתיכה ולא מתקנה. It sounds like רש"י explained, and I emphasized that in the beginning, רש"י explained ולא מתקנה חתיכה. We're going back to govta, to the קנה, okay? Rashi said that velo mitakna. What is velo mitakna? That you never put the straw or the kane in the chavit to check that it's like the right size. So he doesn't discuss that the fact that the kane itself is not fixed well enough. He just said it. You didn't install it in the chavit yet. That's velo mitakna according to Rashi. The Rabbeinu Hananel velo mitakna that the straw, the kane itself, is not fixed well enough, and you're allowed to fix it with your fingers, but not with a kli. So pay attention to that also, because that's going to be one of the definition of creating a kli in a couple of rishonim. That in order to create kli, you need to do it kederech. Kederech is with a knife. You use a tool to create tools. You're doing a professional work. If you just do something with your hand, it takes away the Shem Elacha. So the Rabbeinu Hananel explained, V'chaticha ve'lo mitakna, ve'lo mitakna, meaning that the kane itself is not fixed well enough. And that was the argument between the... It might be that Rabbeinu Hananel meant that the argument between Rav and Shmuel about Govta is since the kane, since the straw, the whatever you're going to call it, is not completely... it's not perfect yet, and I'm allowed you to... it's mutter to fix it with your hands, but I have the concern, maybe you're going to use a tool. So it might be that that's the machloket between Rav and Shmuel according to Rabbeinu Hananel. So it's a completely different argument. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, you're allowed to fix it with your fingers because it's mamash shelo kederech bniat keli. And it's also, it might be also, the material is not so strong also, so I'm not sure about that. But it's shemetakna bayad. It sounds like you're allowed to be metakenet bayad. So that's... how the Bet Yosef was Mavliya, another different explanation on the whole sugya in a 2-3 words. Lemaise, I don't think we're going to be so makel, but we're going to see the same idea that there is a chiluk between Yad and Kli soon in the Ran in Betza. So it's just interesting when you see a couple of words here, a couple of words there, you see that it's not the only person who mentioned the chiluk. Katav Rambam. That's the next paragraph in the Bet Yosef is on the Rambam, and it seems like he learned in the Rambam also that the chaticha velo mitakna shofaret atzma, the straw, the kane itself chasera shum tikun vafilu achim mutar lachnisa. It's again, it goes well with the explanation of Rabbeinu Hananel that chaticha velo mitakna, the pshat is that the kane itself is not fixed yet. I don't know if the Rambam would allow you to fix it with your hand. He didn't say that, but it for sure, the words, the Rambam explained, velo mitakna, different than Rashi. That's regarding to the sugya of kane, the first sugya. Now, the Bet Yosef moved to the second sugya about leaves, hadas leaf. And then he bring the girsa that we, some of us, some gemarot have, dekatim v'manach. And he explained, how can we explain the Gemara before the chidush of the tour, of manche. The tour we mentioned that says katim v'manche, that the terutz of the Gemara was that you have a lot of leaves. So only when you have one leaf, then we're choishesh that maybe you're going to cut. But if you have lots, you don't care. The Bet Yosef bring the first girsa, and he said, mashma de'achi perusho de katim v'manach mi be'od yom. L'raviyayim arasu mishum arzer l'rava shishari. ולא אסר שמואל, אלא כשאינו מוכן לכך מבעוד יום. וכיוון לצריך לחזר אחריו, גזרין אנשם על הנמצא כתום ויבוא לכתום. So the Bet Yosef gives us an explanation for the Gemara before the tour. If I didn't have the girsa of the tour, and then the Gemara tells me, דקטים ומנח, and I thought that I just spoke about one leaf, that's exactly the same. Well, what is the difference? So he says, there is a חילוק. קטים ומנח is that you have a leaf on the table that was מיוחד for this. That's katim umanach. The machloket between Rav Yaimar and Ravashi was when you didn't have a prepared leaf, you just went to look for a leaf, you found a leaf in the backyard. So that was the machloket, because you didn't have it prepared. If you didn't have it prepared, I have a concern that if I'm going to allow you to use from the backyard, next time you're not going to find and you're going to cut. But if you have it on the table prepared from yesterday, although you have only one, it's mutter. So that's the way that the Bet Yosef understood the pshat in the Gemara, if the girsa is katim v'manach. Unlike the tour understood v'manche. So that's the explanation of the Gemara if we don't accept the girsa of the tour. And then he brings the rif, that the rif doesn't say anything. The Rambam hold like Rav Yaimar or Rav Yirmiya, whatever you want to say. And then he brings the shita of the Rosh. And now he goes to the second topic, basically, that we want to speak about, is Ochle Be'ema. So he said that the Rosh hold like Ravashi, and then he brings the Manche, the what he said, the Tur in the... And then he brings the Rav HaMagid, and then in the next paragraph, he brings the Rav HaMagid that argue with the Rambam, why are you passing like Ravashi? So he brings here what he just wrote in the Kesef Mishneh, that what we just mentioned, that the reason the Rambam didn't want to paskin like Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi is basically saying that there is a isur of ktima even in Ochle Behema. And since it goes against the Gemara in Betzah and Daf Lamed Gimel, Al Kochach, that Rav Ashi himself was not trying to give his own teirutz, he was just giving a teirutz for the opinion of Shmuel. It has to be that Shmuel was oiser because he held that there is a problem with that. But we hold, like the Gemara in Betzah, that there is no problem of cutting Ochale Behema, even when you have Mechaven to create a kli. So now I have a problem, he says. If this is the pshat in the Rambam, that there is no isur ktima b'ochle behema, and that's why I cannot paskin like Rav Ashi, so we just mentioned a second ago that the Rosh is paskin like Rav Ashi. So what is the Rosh going to do with the Gemara in Beitzah? How can you put both of them together, la'alacha? We hold here that Shema Iktom Hadas, ochle behema, and in Beitzah it seems like there is no isur. So I'm going to read the one paragraph before the end. Ela de kasheli. Do you see Ela de kasheli? Im ken echi asrinan lemeitan tarfa de asa mishum gzera shema ikton. Ha tarfa de asa rakininu veshari. First of all, tarfa de asa is the lowest level of ochle behema, because the Gemara in Betza is mechaleket between rakin and kashin, and this is lichora rakin. So it's Ochle Behema, that's one kula, and it's also Rakin. So you have Tarte Letivuta. Even if you're going to argue and you say maybe the branch of the Hadas is considered Kashe, Akati have Alekzera Alekzera. It's still a problem because it's going to be Alekzera Alekzera. Why? Because the Gemara says that Rabbanan, not Rabbelezer, Rabbelezer is Machmir there, but Rabbanan are the Meikel one, and they hold that even if you're Kotem, Kashin, for the purpose of create a kli, it's going to be only Yisur de Rabbanan, because it's still Ochle Behema. Ochle Behema is taking away the Yisur de Oraita, and if it's Rakin, it's going to be even Mutar Lechatchila, but if it's Kashin, it's going to be Asur de Rabbanan. So where are you saying here, I have a leaf on my table, I'm not allowed to use it, because maybe I'm going to cut it from the branch, even if I'm going to cut it, it's going to be Yisur de Rabbanan. So, Gzeir al Gzeir. So, he said the Tzarich Yom. So, and then he brings the Ran. It's not clear if he want to say that the Ran going to answer for the Rosh, or the Ran is a standalone opinion. It looked like, we're going to see in the Achronim that some of them understood that it is a pshat in the Rosh. At least the Magen Avraham look like it. V'Aran katav sham, v'ze leshono. He basically asked the question. In the Gemara in Beitza, he asked the question. Not here, not in Shabbat. On the Gemara there, he says, וחיתם איך הם מסכין הנחה דאוכלי בהמה כיוון שאין רכין אין בהם משום תקלי אף על פי שהוא מכוון לכך והוא בפירוש הסרינה ניתן תרפה דאסה בחביתה. Basically the question, how can we oyser תרפה דאסה when we hold here that ברכין there is no תיקון כלי. The question of the Bet Yosef and מפורש in the Ran. איקה למאמר דעת המיינותם לפי שדרך הוא שאפילו באוכלי מהמה מתקנים כלי עשוי כבר אבל לא שיעשו ממנו כלי לכתחילה. So the terutz of the Ran is that there is a chiluk between the purpose that you're using the Ochle Behema for. If you want to create a kli from Ochle Behema, a whole kli from Ochle Behema, it's going to be kli garua. It's going to be a kli that doesn't have Shem kli. It's a chisaron in the etzem of the material. The material is low quality. Nobody creates. It's a low quality material. By the way, it can be a proof that disposable kelim doesn't have Shem kli for many purposes. So just keep that in mind. It's a griut be'etzem achomer. It's a this material is not qualified to be considered kli, no matter what you're going to do. Even if you have a kavana to create kli, your kavana is a joke. That's the pshat in the Gemara in Beitza. Why is tirfa de'asa aser? Because when you use tirfa de'asa, you're not using it like a standalone kli. You adding on an exist kli, and this is normal to do, because sometimes you need to fix a kli, you need to add something, you don't need like a permanent or a strong item to be part of it. It's enough, or actually it's been needed to be soft, it's been needed to be like not the fanciest, because when the kli itself is a kli gamur, and you just want to add something for that purpose, it's enough to use even material that it's not a high high grade. It's not like the best material. So the Ran is mechadish, the chidush of the Gemara in Betzah that ochle be'emayim mishum metaken kli is only when we discuss creating a kli that's going to be kli by itself. But to add on an existing kli, it is going to be a problem. Now, if you look at the way that it flows in the Bet Yosef, the Rif and the Rambam doesn't care about Ravashi, right? They pass in the Isur of Marzev. So all the discussion of Ochle Be'ema and the Chiddush of the Ran, even if we will understand that the Ran is like a terutz that the Rosh needs, the Rosh have a question, like Bet Yosef asks a question on the Rosh, how can you pass in Shema Iktom, there is Ochle Be'ema, there is no Isur. So, or tzarich yun, or that you're going to say what the Rosh says, what the Ran says. You're going to answer that there is two kinds of metaken bochle bema. If you want to create a kli, that's going to be mutter. If you want to add in a kli, that's going to be asur, and that's why that's... So the Rosh need that teirutz lahalacha, right? But the Rambam and the Rif that hold Marzev, or at least the Rambam, for sure, that holds Marzev, doesn't need that chiluk for ochle bema, because it doesn't hold like Ravashi, so it doesn't need the chiluk. So if you read the Bet Yosef that hold that the Isur is Marzev, Echora is more machmir bekatin lemanach, but it's going to have a kula, big kula, lemaise, beochle be'ema. Because he's going to hold that it's mutar legamre, beochle be'ema. Even if you want to install it in... although he can agree to the Ran mitzvara chitzonit. But anyway, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, so the...
So he leaves the Rosh without
an answer, basically. So right. It seems that that's why I want to say the next thing, that if you look in the Biur HaGra, on the Shulchan Aruch, when the Biur HaGra explained the... I didn't bring it in the page, I'm just telling you that these two tzedadim is basically in the two achronim. The Biur HaGra, when he explained the shita of the Rambam, the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch is paskin like the Rambam. And the Biur HaGra, when he explained the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, he basically saying, based on the Shulchan Aruch, there is no problem of the Ran, because there is no binyan. What the Bet Yosef said in the Rambam, the reason the Rambam does not pass like Ravashi, because Ravashi is not la halacha. We hold and binyan bochle be'ema legamre. That's lichora what comes out of the halacha here in Seif Hei according to the Shulchan Aruch. But when you read the Rema hold like the Rosh. The Rema hold that the Isur is Mishum Shema Iktom. And if you hold Shema Iktom, then you have the question of the Bet Yosef on the Rosh, and you need the Terutz of the Ran. So if you look in the Magen Avraham, he brings, on the Rema, he brings the Ran. So he basically holds that the Ran has to be La'alacha also, according to the Rema. So that's mamash like a machloket lemaiso, so lichora bochle be'ema, if you have the chashash of the Ran or not. And that's basically the summarize of the whole shiur. So we have in the Shulchan Aruch here the shita of the Rambam, like Stam, and that's lichora the halacha according to the Shulchan Aruch. The deisur is mishum marzev, and the only nafkamina that I could have maybe find this way these days is what I said, this spout, how would you call it, that people put in the wine bottle, that maybe according to the Shulchan Aruch that the Isur is Mishum Arzev, it might be a problem. Although if we're going to accept the Svara that you said, that since it's a building thing, although you're moving it, you're not creating a new thing, because Alesh Radas was not... Huh? That's delet asui lekach. But katimu manach, the Gemara said that it's going to be mutar only to according to mandamar shema iktom. But I'm saying according to the girsa, especially the girsa of the Bet Yosef, manach is miyuchad. So mefurash that even if it's miyuchad, that for Marzev it's not going to help. Unless you're going to say that miyuchad, when it's a leaf, by definition it's not so miyuchad because it's a leaf. But here it's not a leaf, it's mamash. I hear the svara, but it's not glut.
It's very hard to machmir.
I would say the opposite, but
I'm saying in order to come to say that svara, it's a lot. Agreed, yes.
Okay. Fine. So that's lichora the only nafkamina mamash lemaisa that I can find, but the many nafkaminot we can get from the din of ochle be'ema, that's going to be more relevant for lemaisa, and we're hopefully going to speak about it more. Material, what type of material is qualified to be considered metaken kli? So we see that something that is like disposable, something that doesn't have a kium, it's basically what we see the whole siman. We see the mustaki.
Is it like a mustaki?
It's, yeah, the whole.
Like one would never think of making a clay out of this material.
Right. And if we have one more minute or two more minutes, I can add, actually, if anyone wants to go to my group, that's fine, I finished. But if somebody wants to stay, I will just mention to you that the Korban Etanel on the Rosh, on Shabbat, argue with the explanation of the Bet Yosef in the Rosh, and he explained a whole different explanation in the Rambam and the Rosh, and he said that the Chashash is Shema Iktom with a knife. And the Gemara, when the Gemara said in Beitza that there is no Isur, is when you do it Beyad. So he's Mechalek, the Chiluk between Yad and supposed to a knife, and he basically said that the whole Chidushim of the Bet Yosef is not Muchach in the Rosh. And then at the end, he brings the Ran. He said that the chiluk of the Ran between when you install it in an existing kli as opposed to when you create a kli from Ochale Be'ema, he said it's a very dachuk pshat. And he said, Veli nireh, dachuk kli, Veli nireh, rakin Ochale Be'ema, desharen anu gaon teven vekashim yuchadin Ochale Be'ema, vedaato al kol ma shetzarich. Aval alei hadas enam omdim lachilat Be'ema. He is mechalek a completely different chiluk. He said, "Ochle be'ema is miyuchad for behema." So, because it's miyuchad lebe'ema, it's a umdena in dat bnei adam. That since it's miyuchad lemachal be'ema, your dat is not to create a real kli from it. But halesh radas is not miyuchad lemachal be'ema. So, when you create a kli, it does give it a shem kli because it's not miyuchad to anything else. But I want to emphasize here. I think it's a very fundamental machloket between the Ran and the Korban Etanel, because the Ran, that's the way I explain the Ran. The Ran gives you a definition of material. Material that you create a kli from needs to be a strong material. It can be Ochle Be'ema. Ochle Be'ema is just a siman for a bad material. It's not a reason. The Korban Etanel understood it. It's mamash a reason. Because it's miyuchad lema'achal be'ema, it takes away the Shem Kli. It's all about your dat. If it's miyuchad lema'achal be'ema, so it's a chisaron in your dat. You're probably not mechaven to create a kli. But if it's not miyuchad lemachal b'ma, so your kavana is good. So whatever makes it kli is only your kavana. We don't care about the material. And I think that his chidush is not good. I mean, I think the Ran is more strong svara to give you a definition in the heftzai, what material is good to be created a kli and what is not. He said, ochle b'ma is din beda, that mistama, you're not really creating a kli because it's ochle b'ma.
That would give you less reason to be makel for right. Like disposable.
Right. But lemaise, if you look in Shin Kaf Bet, where the Mishnah Berurah discusses Ochle Be'ema, it sounds like he understood Pshat Ochle Be'ema like the Ran. So it seems like we have enough. Also, the Magen Avraham brings the Ran lemaise, so they hold like the Ran. Right. The Korban Etanel is less acceptable. I'm just saying, like Lehalacha, it seems like the Ran is more strongly accepted. I wanted to mention that, like, it has a nice svara to say, and also it's like mechaded the point of makes it more
the
understandable.
The Ram brings it makes sense. Like the Gemara itself seems to make a distinction between when you're taking that das right to smell it, to get into it, or to do something with it. So he just extends it to say that there's also a distinction between using it to make a kli versus to attach to a different kli. Maybe it's a different application, but even like the Gemara seems right from the start to say that there's a distinction between like what you're doing with it.
That's true. That if it's lehariach, if it's for the purpose, it doesn't have. Then it's not even. You're not even trying to create a kli. When you lehariach or lechol, you're not even trying to create a kli.
Right.
As opposed to when you want to kisam lachzot bechinav, you're trying to create a kli, but it's not a kli because it's ochle be'ema. That's what the Ran is discussing. that you see in the Gemara there that although you have a kavana to create a kli, since the material that you're using is bad, although you have a kavana, it takes away that your kavana is not worth anything because you're using a bad material. And here in the sugya, it seems like we do concern that if you have a kavana to create a kli, it is an usur. So that is the problem. Everyone agrees that if you don't have a kavana to create a kli, and it's ochre be'ema, you're good. The problem starts that in one place you're telling me that it's also midrabanan, and in the other place you said that like, you go is a atu, that's gzera l'gzera. See you.